All right, welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we graced everyone with our melodious voices, it was November.
Oh, that was what? 3 months ago? Well, yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Did we record before that? We recorded.
I don't think so.
This is our first time recording this year?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, to all my fans
out
there.
No, maybe we did. No, I don't know.
To all my fans out there, I apologize for leaving you, but I am back. He is here. You could have been anywhere else, but you're here with us today. You know, so in the famous words of Jay-Z, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Mississippi 702. I was raised by Smith Edition, and we used to sell O2s.
Raised by Smith Edition.
Yeah. From the Smith.
Really? Yeah. His beloved edition. Really, you guys had 4-bedroom houses, like whatever. Anyway. He didn't come from there.
I'm from the hood.
It's
Smith
the
edition.
Rural suburbs.
The rural suburbs?
Yeah, because it was in the country.
The country can't get suburbia.
Yeah, well, that's what your neighborhood looked like.
No. That's the whole town. What you talking about?
Exactly.
Oh, my bad. Nah, we from the hood.
His Smallville
it was
town.
It was hard for us to
like
sleep
could,
at night.
You could film Smallville in his town.
No shade. You probably could film one of those shows in our town.
Yeah.
Because we got the whole little
circle. The whole little circle.
The little circle
where center
drive,
town
right?
is. Yeah. Yeah. Like, really.
But that's the way a lot of towns in the South, well, I'm guessing they center around the center of town and then the houses on the outskirts. Kind of like how D.C. is made. Like, you know how they say when Benjamin Banneker designed D.C., it was in a wheel? And that's the way a lot of small neighborhoods, probably larger cities too, because even Vegas is built around the strip. If you think about it.
Yeah. And they are built around downtown, the old part.
Yeah.
From there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that whole Las Vegas Boulevard, yeah. That runs the full length of the whole town.
Yeah.
What is Las Vegas?
It goes all the way up.
Yeah, all the way up
like
to Prince, to Gene. It goes all the way up to Gene.
All the way out, yeah.
And it goes all the way out there by the Speedway.
Yeah.
Past the Speedway. So if you ever get lost and you on Las Vegas Boulevard, if you went too far, you start saying nothing, just turn the car around. You eventually run into it.
Yeah.
You can't get lost in Vegas.
Well,
you can.
It's
get
the
lost.
Small streets where you get lost.
The smaller streets, yeah.
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 Not the major arteries, though. The major streets are called arteries, and the little side streets are called veins.
So
you get lost on them veins.
You know, we didn't record. Wait. Today is Friday.
Yeah.
I messed up the title. I'm sorry, you guys. I put Free for All Fridays with Sip and Ashley on a Saturday.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's almost Saturday.
So, anyway, anything tick you off for the week? What made you upset?
Nothing really ticked me off this week. Hold up. Nah. I didn't get ticked off this week. My week was pretty good. I had a I forgot what I was about to say. I'm getting old. I had a pretty good week. Of course, no. It is what it was. It was good. I can't even think of anything.
Wow. I'm ticked off, of course, because our children's school doesn't take bullying and racism and just all that other stuff seriously.
Ooh.
And so, I don't know if you guys are familiar with today's schools, or with today's children. So these kids don't know boundaries. And we're talking about high school kids. They feel like they can touch anyone whenever they want or wherever they want. And it seems like the school is protecting those that are touching others. Like, that's like someone saying, you didn't get raped. Nobody raped you. It was your fault because you wore that, right?
Right.
You wanted that. And that's how they're trying to push these children to say, you know, that, oh yeah, I made a mistake, you know, when it really is sexual harassment. Yeah. So the schools are not taking this stuff seriously and it's getting out of hand. And I'm highly upset.
Yeah, it all goes down to, for me, I think it goes to parenting. I don't think the schools can, they say they can only do so much, but I think it comes down to parenting. This parenting was still the correct way to do things. Instead of trying to be friends with kids, I think a lot of this stuff would stop. Because even as a young child, especially for us, we always told our kids, keep your hands to yourself. Don't touch people. Because even when they were young, you would say, that's not a bad touch. So they learn these things at a young age about you can't invade people's privacy or their space and rubbing up on them. Like, of course, you could tap somebody on their shoulder and say, oh, excuse me. But if you get to the point where you put your hands on both their shoulders and you give it a little squeeze and a little rub, like you massaging it, like that's invading someone's personal space. And that's what a lot of kids these days don't understand is about personal space. Because I have to tell students all the time, like, I'll be standing at my desk and the kids will come right up to your face. I'm like, you got to back up.
Right. You're like, in my
personal space. Like, you're too close. And they don't have any type of
boundaries.
Knowledge about these type of things.
It's like they're oblivious to it.
Yeah.
Like they like that frontal lobe is full of like.
It's stimulating.
It's overstimulating. Yeah. Like it's got a film over it and they're not processing anything.
Right.
And then what they're seeing on TV, on YouTube, I should say, you know, people doing jokes and doing challenges and stuff like that, it's just out of hand.
Yeah. And so they need to figure out what they're going to do about that, because that's not good.
No.
Whatsoever.
I don't.
Not at all. So, anyway, what else is going on? We had the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I feel like it was rigged, personally.
You and about 50,000 other people. Or 50 million other people.
And so now Tay-Tay gets to decide whether the football team can come with her or not to the White House.
Go with her?
Yeah.
What?
Nobody cares about them. It's all about Tay-Tay.
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 Wow.
Yeah, it's all about Tay-Tay.
Okay, got the NFL going cray cray.
Huh? Right.
Like Tay-Tay be on it. Okay, but the game was I would say like the first half it was kind of slow, you know, low scoring, and it was kind of slow. After the second quarter started getting interesting.
That halftime?
Well, I'm just saying after halftime, like the third quarter and the fourth quarter. It started picking up a little bit, started getting more interesting a little bit. But it's like the lead that they did have, it slowly got chipped away. And to go into overtime, which is not really heard of in the NFL, but, you know, I don't think it only happens a few times. But just to see all that work that they put forward, I still don't know where they flopped at, to where they, how they lost that lead and lost that game. I still don't understand how that happened.
It was like it happened out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. like nobody knew it was coming. Neither team.
It seemed like it was planned almost.
Yeah.
Like, and then it was the new ruling of the game at in overtime and stuff too. Because before, if you go into overtime, whoever scores first, that's who wins the game. You're done. Now they giving the other team to get the same chance at scoring. And for it to implement this year, it's like it should have been started at the beginning of next year or something. I don't know. When did they start that? Beginning of this football season? I think it was the beginning of this football season they started.
And Pfizer sponsored a large part of it.
What's your point in that?
I'm just saying. Pharmaceuticals, everybody was bought and paid for. Everyone.
No, not everyone.
Not everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, not the commoners.
So how did you enjoy the halftime show?
I enjoyed the halftime show. I thought that the young man did a very good job.
Young man.
Yeah. He's like 2 years younger than us. Wow. Well, one for you. But yeah, I thought he did a really good job. Now, if you ask our children, I've asked some students, and they were like, no, it was awful. We didn't like it. Like, why? All the music was old. Like, those are the hits.
Right.
You know, but I mean, he came out in like, what, 95, I want to say?
Yeah, it was like, I would say 95.
Because Brandy came out around that time, too.
Yeah, I would say 95.
Yeah.
Because 97 was when you maybe want to lead the one.
Yeah, because I was in Georgia. Yeah. So
about 95.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's been out for almost 30 years. So I'm sure the young kids, are like, oh, he's just old.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I don't know what it is, but it just feels like with this generation, there is more of a age gap now. Like, how am I trying to say it? Like, I feel like they're separating us. I don't know if I'm taking it personal because I'm getting older, but I feel like after you hit like between 35 and 40, they already want to put us in the elderly home. Whoa. You know, like our music, like, oh, that's so old. Or, you know, like, did they even have color TVs? And, you know, like the young people,
they don't have no sense of what age is.
And they just automatically assume, oh, yeah, you could be my grandpa, or grandma, you know.
Like, I don't assume that. I could be because the way some of these kids say their parents are.
Like, yeah,
my grandmother is 50. Like, what? Yeah, my mom is, what, 30? Like, someone said their mom, I had one girl, her mom, she said her mom is 32.
Wow.
I'm like, how old are you? She's like, I think she said 13, either 13 or 14. I mean, so your mom had you at, what, 18 maybe?
Wow.
If that adds up correctly. But what's weird is that I had at least one student who said their grandmother was 50-something.
Yeah.
I'm like, your grandmother is 50-something? Yeah, my great-grandmother is. I'm like, you need to break the cycle. She's like, I am. I'm breaking the cycle. Like, all of them got babies in their kids' Sierra.
Wow.
Their kids' Sierra.
It's
like four generations. Like, goodness.
I think we should start telling our young people to, you don't have to try to have a baby when you're young.
Right.
You know, because first of all, you're young. You have all this energy. If you get married or if you have a baby, because they don't even think about marriage. So if you have a baby, who's going to care for that baby? By the time you have a child, by the time you start a family, you should be at that point in your life where you are ready to settle.
Yeah.
And if you're in your 20s or your late teens or 20s, like, you want to have fun. You don't want to settle.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to travel and try things out and then
make mistakes.
Make right. And then as you get older, then you know what your career is and you know what your passion is.
Right.
So by 30, you should be good to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree.
Cuz no matter what, I've had so many people tell me that they are tired. And they're like in their 50s, they're young, or they're even my age.
Yeah.
In their mid 40s, and they're tired, but their kids still need them. Their kids are like almost 30, you know,
right.
And it's like now you're tired because they kids are going to need you until you no longer have breath in your body.
Right.
They're just that's how they are.
And if you raise them to be dependent upon you, they're never going to leave you alone.
Right. So, I mean, even if they don't have to call you every day for day-to-day things, they still need guidance every now and then.
Yeah.
And so.
And that's why it's important to have that open communication line.
And that's why it's also important to have them later, have your children later, because by the time your kids are adults, you should have slowed up a little bit, you know, where you can sit and think about that advice you're about to give your child.
So you
that's life changing.
So you wouldn't have to be trying to go out and have fun in your 40s and 50s or whatnot. Not saying that you can't, but trying
But
I'm saying the ones that kind of missed out.
They had to give up 20s, everything
because they had to try to be responsible for a child that they may have had or something happened. And then once your child gets to an age where they can take care of themselves, you're 30, 40 years old or even or 50, you're trying to go out and live your life. You try to go out there and do what you once did. You know, the body don't stay the same and the face surely don't match. So enjoy your life in your 20s when you're young and spry. And you can run around and zip around.
You still have good knees.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about if you're going out at 12, taking a nap at 8 o'clock so you can be ready. So you don't have to be yawning at that late at night, you know? That's all I'm saying. But yeah, just be mindful. Take heed to what the good doctor said.
Yeah, because you definitely don't want to.
Enjoy your 20s. That's what they're for. The 20s is your time.
Yeah, so be as selfish as you want.
That's your door. Nothing that's going to get you arrested or anything like that. But that's your time to enjoy your freedom before you really buckle down and settle into
adulthood. Do major adulting.
Yeah.
Major.
Yeah, your adulting. 20s is you got to an apartment or you might have a roommate or something. And you're learning how to pay bills. You're learning how to budget. You're learning all these things. You're getting that firsthand experience. You're having relationships. You're breaking up. You're crying. Getting back together. You broke up. Now it's over with. You got to learn to move on. You know, so all those things you need to experience in your 20s. You can't do it very well when you have a child or if you're in a relationship that's not going anywhere with the guy you thought that he loved you because he put your name on his knuckles.
Okay.
Just saying.
All righty. So
I don't know how I got down there.
I don't know either.
It must be the gum.
Yeah, he's chewing spearmint or double mint.
Nothing right now. My mouth is dry.
Yeah, double mint.
Bye. Yeah. Oh, I thought they got some Popeye's chicken tonight.
Popeye.
I forgot. What did I say?
Popeye.
Popeyes.
Yeah,
that's my country accent coming to surface.
Yeah, but I don't like Popeyes though.
That's why I said I'd get meal three pieces. You all can get KFC.
KFC is saltier.
I don't need that though.
Yeah, I need some salt in my life.
I take Church of Chicken over KFC any day.
What?
I said it.
I just took your card.
I take Church of Chicken first, Popeye second, KFC last.
I just took his card.
That's how I rank them. If I had to choose a fast food,
well,
Chick-fil-A overrated. What's the other place that only sells chicken fingers? Canes. Overrated.
Oh, they only sell chicken fingers?
Yeah, that's all they sell.
Really? I thought sold like sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah, but it's chicken fingers on a slice of bread on them buns.
Oh!
They only sell chicken fingers.
I thought they sold more than that.
Nope.
They sell fries?
I think they can sell fries, yeah.
I thought they sold like like with Chick-fil-A and them do, like with the chicken sandwiches and
Raising Cane's. What's the shape of a cane? It's just a stick, isn't it?
It looked like a chicken strip to me.
That's all it is.
It was no shape.
Exactly. That's how you get chicken strips.
I did not.
No, I'm saying a cane is straight, except for the hook on top, but more than it's just straight. Just a straight piece of meat. That's all they say.
I did not know that. I thought they served more than just that.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Man. Yeah. Oh, we having trap wings come to our facility on next Friday.
What?
Trap wings.
Coming to
my school.
What? What time?
We have to place the order before they come. So if you want me to get it, you're gonna have to come to the school and get it.
On Friday?
It's Friday, yeah.
Okay. What time are they coming? They can't say any. Okay, anyway. It's look, pre-order. We up here. That's so chunky. We up here planning him ordering some wings for the family.
Because I've been wanting some wings for so long. Some fried hard wings. I've been wanting.
Oh,
some
no.
That's why I wanted. That's why I wanted some chicken tonight.
I need some sauce for mine.
Yeah.
So, you guys, thank you.
I have some. We about to sign off?
Yeah.
Oh.
We are signing off. What you had something?
I did, but I can't put it up on my stuff.
Yeah.
My
so we are having technical difficulties. Like we still have to figure out our soundboard again. Like
we need to set it up so we can have our headphones and phone calls.
Yeah, and I miss the voices, how I could do it was really fun to play with.
Right on.
And Mr. Sippy had something, but I don't know. It's just not
my
working.
My brain not functioning right now.
Yes, yes. You know, it's Friday. Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
It's Friday. For sure.
All right, you guys. Sure. So I'm gonna throw out something new on you. I'm gonna end the show, but I'm gonna throw out something to you. I sent a quote to you. Oh, Mr. Sippy.
You did.
Yeah, so I wouldn't forget it.
Oh. Yeah.
Let me see.
What it do, man? Shout out to everybody. From the 60604. I don't know what that is. For the 38771. You know what I'm saying? What it do, man?
Okay. So, this is the new quote that I'm going to leave you guys with. Our thoughts control our feelings. Our feelings control our actions. Because normally they twist it around.
Yeah.
But think about that.
I do remember you saying that.
If we start thinking that way, then we're going to start feeling that way. And then those feelings are either going to make you do something or not do something.
Right.
So, remember, this is your only life, so, live it to the fullest.
Ride it out.
All right, so we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
All right, bye.